Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki Stanley. We are here in Alderson, West Virginia, the town that I was raised up in. Behind me is the old bridge that I used to fish off of, and we've done the good news here a couple times, and so today we've come to spread the good news from Alderson once again. I was 16 years old when I left this town, and now I'm 77 and been back here now in the summertime for 16 years, and it's always good to come back and have those good memories. And God has helped me with the bad memories, and I praise Him today that we can go back and we can think about the good things that has happened in our life.
Yes.
I used to come across the bridge over on the Monroe County side. I was over on the Greenbrier. Our town is divided by two counties, and the Greenbrier River behind me is the dividing line. And I used to come across that bridge and fish off of that bridge. It was a busy town. As we know, times change. Small towns have a way of dying out. But you know what? God is still Lord of Alderson, West Virginia. He's still Lord of wherever you are.
Yes.
And we are here today to praise Him and to thank Him.
Yes.
For the mighty God that He is.
Amen.
So let's go to the Lord in prayer. I know that Pastor Nikki has a good message today, and I just count it a blessing from Almighty God, my Father, for us to be able to be back in my hometown this day and to give you what God has put in our heart.
Yes.
And I want to thank the ones that have made it possible for us to be here in Alderson today, West Virginia.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this day. It's just a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The skies are clear. And Nikki and I have had a great day of traveling to Gap Mills, West Virginia, and going to where the Mennonites have a wonderful store, and to have a good sandwich together by the creek that runs behind their store, and to come back and to be able to have our service here today. Now, God, we ask you to pour out a blessing.
Yes.
A blessing that we cannot contain to the ones that will simply open up their heart.
Yes.
And their mind to the power of the living God that wants to bless His people. Lord, we just want to say today that we love you and appreciate you in every way.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you for the sunshine and the rain. And we know, Lord, that when we go through these trying times, that we are not alone. I pray for those that watch today and later on. I thank you, Lord, that we have so many services out in the media to where people can go back years and hear one of our services. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, forgive us of our sins. And let everybody say,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great is the faithfulness of God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Compassion, faith, fail not. remind us of our God's faithfulness. He's faithful to us. Are we going to be faithful to Him? I want to talk today about being faithful. You know, it's the Lord that gives us faith, but we must choose whether we're going to be obedient or not. And the Lord spoke these words, and it's recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10. And Jesus said this, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." And I thought about those words, and I thought, you know, the Lord is saying that when we have a certain task or job that's given to us, whether it be earthly or whether it be a task given to us by the Lord, if we're faithful in the little task that we're given to start out with.
Come on.
As a little girl, I remember one of my tasks was to sweep off the front porch in Aurora, Illinois. And Dad taught me how to sweep properly so that I didn't just throw all the dust and everything up into the air, but I swept carefully and swept it off the porch. And when I was faithful in that little thing, as I grew older, I was given more things to do. And you know, the same is true with the Lord spiritually. He's looking for those of us that are born again, His children, to be faithful in whatever He gives us to do. And that makes me think of a dear friend of mine, Merlene Cantrell. Pastor Buck and I had the privilege of building a church in a campground at Indian Meadows in Lorona, West Virginia. And that was 16 years ago. We were faithful to the Lord's calling to do that. And the Lord sent us people to help. And I think of one special person. There were others that helped, but one special person, a woman who from the very beginning, whatever she saw that could be done to help the church, she pitched in and did it. And she is still faithful today, 16 years without much ado from others telling her how wonderful she is and how thankful we are for her. She has done that faithfully unto the Lord. And I know her reward is going to be great. She has vacuumed and dusted and cleaned, taken care of the garbage in the bathroom, and she's watched over Pastor Buck and me, prayed for us, and she's always been there to help us.
Amen.
What a blessing. And I know that her reward is great in heaven. I remember someone else that I knew that used to clean the church, and I would go in while she was vacuuming, and she'd be singing to the Lord, so happy. But a few months later, I heard her complain. Nobody helps me. Nobody understands. Nobody thanks me for what I do. And she quit. Merlene Cantrell has never quit. 16 years of laboring for the Lord, for His body of Christ, the church, up at Indian Meadows. And you know, because she's been faithful in a little, which really has been much as far as I'm concerned, because she took a load off of me. I would have been the one to clean and vacuum as the pastor's wife. But she has given me time to work on bulletins, ministry work, go into nursing homes and share the gospel. over the radio, making sure my husband had everything he needed, his clothes. She has taken a big load off me, and I am so thankful for the Lord sending her, and I am thankful she's been loving and faithful to do the job the Lord gave her. And you know what? The Lord says that if you give one of these little ones, give them a cup of water in His name, they will also receive the same reward. Merlene Cantrell, any reward that Pastor Buck and I receive for our ministry work, for spreading the gospel, like this afternoon, you receive some of the reward for Amen. What we're doing.
Yeah.
We couldn't do what we're doing without the body of Christ that is behind us. And all of our nursing home people, we've had 31 years of ministry into nursing homes. And the nursing home people, many have surrendered their lives to the Lord Jesus. And they have been faithful in prayer, holding us up in ministry and prayer, which we covet, because we know that without the prayers of the saints, we would fall flat on our faces. The Lord Jesus gives us strength. The other day, we received a message from a woman or a man, we really don't know, from India. And that person said they had been ministering in southern India and had become so discouraged and concerned about ministry there. And they had moved to northern India for more ministry. But that person was very discouraged. But with the internet, which is what we're doing today, they clicked on one of our messages and they reported to us, they left us a message that said, I was discouraged and concerned. I didn't think I could go on, and I heard your message and it encouraged me and strengthened me in the Lord. The Lord Jesus uses all of us to help and encourage people. I look back on my own life, and you know, when I was faithful in a little, I was given more. If the Lord can trust us with the little He gives us, He knows He can trust us with more.
Amen.
And He keeps giving us more and more and more.
Yes.
For our privilege, for us to be blessed, and to enhance and strengthen the kingdom of God. What a privilege. Let us all be faithful in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as He was faithful to go all the way to the cross.
Come on.
Oh, what a terrible thing. In the Garden of Gethsemane, He cried out to the Lord and said, oh, if I don't have to go through this, Father, if there's another way. But He said, nevertheless,
yes.
I am willing, Father. I am willing to pay the price for the sin of all of my creation, for all of my people, that they may come back to me. They may have eternal life, forgiveness of sin. I am so thankful the Lord Jesus was faithful, because of Him, I have been born again. And all I want to do is stay filled with the Spirit of God and be faithful to whatever He puts on my heart to do.
Right.
We received a phone call today from a woman that is really discouraged and desperate and discouraged. Almost feels as though the Lord has left her. She said, the Lord called me into ministry to tell others the good news, the gospel, the salvation message. But she said, everywhere I turn, Satan keeps me from doing what I know I'm supposed to do. And I thought, she just needs to abide in the Lord Jesus. Jesus said that in Him we would produce much fruit. If we would abide in Him,
yes.
He's not so concerned about what we do for Him. He wants us to be one with Him.
Yes.
And as we do that, we will produce fruit.
Yes, God.
And beloved, if you don't see much fruit for the labor and the things that you've been doing faithfully, whatever you've been called to do, if you don't see much fruit for what you've done, continue to trust and believe that you're doing exactly what the Spirit of God put in your heart to do. And as you're faithful, as you're abiding in the Lord Jesus, you will produce much fruit. I think back about Moody, Brother Moody. He was a shoe salesman, and one individual walked into that shoe store and was obedient to the Lord Jesus, whose Spirit said to him, share the gospel with this young man, D.L. Moody. And he told D.L. Moody God's plan of salvation through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told him, Mr. Moody, if you will believe, if you will repent of your sin, and you will ask Jesus into your heart, you will be saved eternally, and you will be with the Lord Jesus and God the Father through his Spirit forever and ever. And D.L. Moody prayed right then, called out to the Lord Jesus, save me. And he was saved. And the Lord took D.L. Moody, that one person. Now that one person that shared the gospel will have all of the fruit of what D.L. Moody produced in his life.
Amen.
We now know that in Wheaton, Illinois, there is the Moody Bible Institute. Moody started out gathering children from the slums and teaching them, giving them Sunday school lessons. And his ministry grew and grew and grew. And he went even to England with the gospel message. We never know how the Lord is going to use us. It may seem small, but beloved, be faithful in whatever the Lord calls you to do.
Yes.
And it is up to him to produce the fruit. Don't lose your first love. Don't be discouraged that you haven't produced any fruit. Love the Lord Jesus with all your heart. Walk with him, talk with him, listen to him, obey him, and trust that wherever you go, he will use you for his glory. He will share a little of what you've accomplished through his Spirit to encourage you, but he won't show you all of it until eternity. And then on that day, he'll say, look around you. Look at all the children that have believed. Look at all the people that have believed because of your being faithful in a little things.
Right.
I remember a story about a missionary who went to Africa. He worked all of his life to preach the gospel. One African young man believed. And that missionary came back to the United States feeling discouraged. But do you know that one young man from Africa led many, many, many people to the Lord Jesus? And it was a result of that missionary being faithful right where he was, working no matter what he saw or didn't see. He continued to believe the Lord had sent him to Africa to tell others the gospel message.
Amen.
Beloved, let's be faithful in the little things. Then Jesus will know that he can trust us in more and more and more and more. But the secret is abiding in the Lord Jesus,
right,
being faithful to love him with all of your heart, to love God the Father with all of your heart, and to be filled with his Spirit that you might produce much fruit. Be faithful. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Right to the end. Pastor Buck.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, we all need words of encouragement.
We do.
And that was a good word of encouragement.
Thank you, Lord.
I think about, why am I here in Alderson, West Virginia? Across the river, there was some buildings there where my mama raised me up. And now I'm 77, and I'm back where I started from. And I think, why am I here in Alderson? One of the reasons is that we, with God directing our steps, were able to build a place of worship in a campground called Indian Meadows. And it's just, I don't know, maybe 30-something miles from here. May not be that far. But God has privileged us 16 years of being able to come and open that church up. It's a seasonal campground. And we've made so many trips between Florida and Indian Meadows. And during the 16 years, we've pastored other churches in Florida, even built another church in Florida. And yet, God always brought us up to West Virginia every year for 16 years. Now, you can imagine all the miles, all the expense, and everything else. But yet, Pastor Nicky and I, we said we're going to be faithful to what God has called us to do.
Amen.
And I'm so blessed to be in Alderson today.
Yes.
I'm so blessed to be able to breathe, see, hear, walk, take care of myself, take care of my wife.
Thank you, Buck.
And love my family. So I want to say today, you can't be faithful until you belong to Him.
That's right.
And I say today, if you're not saved, you're on your way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get right with God. I'm not hollering and spitting and screaming. I'm saying you need to be saved. And you can't be faithful till you're saved. And you can be saved because Jesus was faithful.
That's right.
He endured the cross for you and me.
Yes.
And I give you the invitation today. Would you come?
Amen.
Would you come and surrender your life to the Lord? I never knew how good it could be. And I got a pretty late start, 43 years old, but I'm hanging in there now.
Amen.
I'm hanging in there. I want to be faithful to Jesus because He's been faithful to me.
Amen.
And He'll be faithful to you if you'll come.
Amen.
As we close today with this song, Living for Jesus, please consider giving your life to the one that loves you the most.
Yes,
and His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. What a beautiful name.
Yes.
Living for Jesus. Thank you for being with us today. Turn it up. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Henceforth to
Thursday.